It's Friday, August 5th, AD 2022. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Open Doors recently finished compiling final numbers of persecution in India. Between January and December 2021, 26,774 Indian Christians faced physical, psychological, emotional, or spiritual abuse for their faith. 20 of those believers were murdered. On average, 73 Christians a day face some sort of persecution in India. Nearly 70% of those abused Christians are women and children. Between 2020 and 2021, the number of persecution incidents in the country increased by 54%. One Indian pastor told Open Doors, quote, "I cannot stop serving God. I cannot live without God because I've surrendered my whole life to Him. I'll keep serving God till my last breath, even in happiness or sadness, even if I have to suffer greatly or slightly, even if I have to give my life for God," end quote. James 1 verse 12 says, "Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love Him." China deployed scores of planes and fired live missiles near Taiwan on Thursday in its biggest drills in the Taiwan Strait, reports Reuters. It came a day after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi made a solitary trip to the self-ruled island. Responding to the Chinese drills, Taiwan's president, Xi Jinping, said Taiwan would not provoke conflicts but would firmly defend its sovereignty and national security. The military activity followed Pelosi's unannounced visit of support to Taiwan in defiance of warnings from China. China, which has long said it reserves the right to take Taiwan by force, says its differences with the island are an internal affair. On Thursday, an Austin jury decided that InfoWars host Alex Jones must pay at least $4.1 million to the family of a 6-year-old boy killed in the Sandy Hook Elementary School mass shooting for the suffering that Jones caused by claiming the December 2012 massacre was a hoax, reports NBC News. Scarlett Lewis and Neil Heslin, whose son Jesse was killed by Adam Lanza alongside 19 of his classmates and 6 educators at this school in Newtown, Connecticut, spoke at the trial. Here's what Lewis said.
"It seems so incredible to me that we have to do this, that we have to punish you to get you to stop lying, saying it's a hoax. It happened. It's surreal what's going on in here."
She elaborated on the bizarre, provably false claims by conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
"That Sandy Hook was a total hoax, that it was a false flag, that it never happened, that there were no children killed. And you know that's not true. You know that's not true. But when you say those things, there's a fringe of society that believe you, that are actually dangerous."
The father was equally grieved by Alex Jones.
"I can't even describe the last 9.5 years of the living hell that I and others have had to endure because of the negligence and the recklessness of Alex Jones."
And yet, speaking of the recklessness of Jones, just this week, in the middle of the trial, he went on the radio to spin a new conspiracy altogether. He claimed that Neil Heslin, the Sandy Hook father in the case, is mentally challenged and being manipulated by bad people.
"Let's just say he's a nice man. He's not an act. He is being manipulated by some very bad people. But I'll just say, because I gotta be honest, he's slow, okay? I mean, I think Heslin acts like somebody on the spectrum."
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has earned a reputation as a man who's unafraid to take on the leftist mob. He took on the woke executives at Walt Disney World. He cracked down on illegal aliens. And he's declared war on public schools that are teaching critical race theory. And now he's going after far-left prosecutors who are refusing to enforce Florida laws that ban abortion and child sex change surgeries, reports Christian talk show host Todd Starnes. The Florida governor said, quote, "We are suspending the Soros-backed 13th Circuit State Attorney Andrew Warren for neglecting his duties as he pledges not to uphold the laws of the state. We are not going to allow this pathogen of ignoring the law get a foothold in the state of Florida," end quote. And finally, University of Michigan head football coach Jim Harbaugh put his money where his mouth is in the debate over abortion by offering to adopt any child that was unwanted by his players and staff members, reports The Blaze. Listen to his remarks in a July 27th interview with ESPN.
If they have a pregnancy that wasn't planned, go through with it. Let that unborn child be born. And if at that time you don't feel like you can care for it, you don't have the means or the wherewithal, then Sarah and I will take that baby. Any player on our team, any female staff member, or anybody in our family or that doesn't feel like after they have a baby that they can care for it, we got a big house, we'll raise that baby.
In John 13:35, Jesus said, "By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, August 5th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.